Well, the Chief Medical Officer in his comments today again mentioned the deep concern for Indigenous communities, very vulnerable should the coronavirus reach them. And today, plans were announced for the rollout of rapid coronavirus testing for over 80 remote Indigenous communities around the country. It'll repurpose existing testing machines previously used to detect sexually transmitted diseases. Oliver Gordon reports.
45 minutes. That's how long it will take to get your coronavirus test results back if you're living in one of the communities set to receive new testing technology. The Kirby Institute's Professor Rebecca Guy is one of the scientists who worked on the program.
What they'll get as part of the new program is a specific, what's called a test or a cartridge, which relates to COVID-19. So it enables them to put in a cartridge specific for that infection into the machine and get a result in 45 minutes.
The new cartridges, set up specifically to test for coronavirus, will go in machines that were previously used to test for other diseases, like gonorrhea. University of Queensland Professor James Ward is also part of the team.
The significant delays with COVID testing and diagnosis will result in major ramifications, including outbreaks for many of our communities. So it's really a very important tool in the toolbox.
Professor James Ward has studied the ways epidemics affect remote Indigenous communities for decades. He saw the 2009 H1N1 virus take a disproportionate toll in remote communities, and he's determined for that to not happen again.
We're in a much better situation than we were in the 2009 pandemic, H1N1, where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people were significantly overrepresented in hospitalisations, ICU admissions and death rates in that pandemic.
The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, is pledging $3.3 million to fund the new testing regime. He says resources will be directed towards communities with a lot of travel to and from them, or those that are deemed high risk.
Because point-of-care testing, as we have done in the past, gives an immediate result that you can act on.
There are, of course, hundreds of remote communities around Australia. How many of these testing facilities will there be, and how will you make sure that everyone's able to access them?
There'll be 83 sites, and they'll certainly be based on the advice of the National Advisory Body that's co-chaired with Pat Turner from NACHO. And you are right, we have more than 83 remote communities. But we also know communities where there are people passing through. And when you've got people travelling and passing through, then that is a risk.
For Kimberley-based Labor Senator Patrick Dodson, the news of rapid testing expansion in remote communities is welcome, but didn't come soon enough. He says the relatively small amount of coronavirus in remote Aboriginal communities at this moment has more to do with community-led action than federal government initiatives.
You would have moved a lot quicker. And thankfully, communities did. They took their own initiatives and shut their roads. They send messages out for people to stay away. That was done well before the official directives came under the various acts.
The senator also says Minister Wyatt should have listened to local health authorities sooner.
I mean, it's crisis management, as always, when it comes to First Nations.
It's an assertion the Minister for Indigenous Australians denies.
We have to focus on how do we protect people, how do we protect lives. Political point scoring at this time is disappointing and it's not appropriate.
The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, Oliver Gordon with that report.